Good morning, everybody. This is Jeremy Brunson, Interim Medicaid Director here at Nebraska Medicaid at DHHS. Thank you for joining us this morning here for our provider call for Tuesday, June 30th. Here in the room with myself, I have Nate Watson, who is our Deputy Director for Policy and Regulations, and also our Medical Director, Dr. Elsie Verbeck. As normal, we'll start off with just a few quick housekeeping items and some updates to the planned schedule call going forward. So as we move into July, we are going to modify our call schedule. As you know, initially when we began these calls to communicate around COVID, they were weekly. In June, we moved into every other week. And in July, we're planning to move to monthly calls. Our plan is to hold the call the third Tuesday of each month at 9:30 a.m. So that would put our next call together on July 21st at 9:30 a.m. We are planning on updating our website where we've listed our provider call information and call schedule. We'll update that after today's call with the next call information along with the information I just shared around having this recurring each of the third Tuesday of the month. So know that that will be updated as well. And the reason for our scaling back really is as a result of fewer questions that we're receiving as a department and really have the current situation being somewhat stable in terms of policy decisions that the department's making relative to COVID. As normal, all the call in lines today are muted. We are monitoring our mailbox, which can you can submit questions to. That mailbox is dhhs.mltcexperience@nebraska.gov. If you do submit a question during our call, we will do our best to answer that while we're on the phone together. In the event that we are not able to answer your question on the call, we will respond to your question via email. And note that any time you have a question, you're welcome to send it over to that mailbox. It does not need to be during the call. So we do respond to inquiries into that call on an ongoing, or into that mailbox on an ongoing basis. Another general reminder, we do post all of our meeting notes and recordings of our calls on our provider landing page. Out on the website, so all of our prior calls either have the meeting call or meeting minutes if there was a recording issue with the phone call. Before I get started, I did want to just take a moment again and reiterate our thanks here at the department for the continued work that all of our providers are doing in our communities. We appreciate the patience you've shown us over time and the suggestions and help that you've provided, but mostly, we appreciate the ability that you all have shown to work differently to serve our beneficiaries. We've received a lot of positive feedback, and I wanted to make sure to pass that along to you as well. So thank you for all you're doing and continue to do, and will continue to be asked to do in the future as we navigate through these unprecedented times. So in terms of updates for this call, as you know, that the last few weeks, we've not had as much to share, and that certainly is a continuing trend this week, but we do have a few notes that we wanted to cover with everybody today. So the first item that we had is really just reviewing some of the provider bulletins that have posted since we last talked on June 16th. So the first provider bulletin that's been updated since that date or posted since that date is Provider Bulletin 20-21. This one's a bit out of date now. That provider bulletin came out to notify our providers that our federal partners at CMS were holding two provider relief fund calls with providers across the U.S. Both of those calls were held last week. The reason I left this on the agenda is that we wanted to share some other information that we've received here recently, just to keep you informed with the latest information that we have here at Nebraska Medicaid. So first, I would note that we do have a process established with our federal partners. In the event that a provider requests for Medicaid provider relief funds from the federal government, and CMS has any questions or issues validating providers' enrollment with Medicaid programs, they are submitting weekly files to state Medicaid programs, including Nebraska, for us to respond within 5 business days and validate enrollment information. So there are feedback loops that will be occurring as providers are submitting information via the portal that our federal partners have established for Medicaid providers to request funding assistance. The other thing I wanted to point out is that we are aware of instances where a Medicaid provider may have received some portion of funding through a prior distribution, such as the Medicare distribution for provider relief funds. And there are certainly circumstances where a provider may have received less than the intended amount, which would have been 2% of net patient revenues. And the provider did not go out and follow through with essentially direction that CMS had provided to go into the portal and update net patient revenue amounts. So there are situations where a provider maybe didn't receive their full potential eligible allotment through the Medicare distribution and then are deemed ineligible via the Medicaid distribution. We've been communicating, all states have been communicating with CMS about those concerns. And while we certainly don't have a specific actionable outcome or response to that, CMS is aware and they are looking at those situations to determine if there's any actions that can be taken for those providers. The next provider bulletin that we had on that had posted in the last 2 weeks is not related to COVID, but since we're together, we thought it would be appropriate just to review all of our provider bulletins that have posted. This provider bulletin is a provider bulletin just notifying all of our providers that there is an update to the Nebraska Medicaid preferred drug list as a result of the classes of drugs that were reviewed at the May 2020 Pharmaceutical and Therapeutics Committee meeting. So those changes will be effective on July 16th and are posted in the changes to the PDL are posted in the Provider Bulletin 20-22. And then the last provider bulletin that we have updated over the last few weeks was a provider bulletin that the division shared, Division of Medicaid shared, to ensure that providers were aware of the community cares grants that have been created and grant applications have been posted from DHHS-wide. So these are not Medicaid-specific, but DHHS-wide use of CARES grant funding for the state of Nebraska. There are two specific grants that Nebraska Medicaid providers could possibly be eligible for. The first one is the Community CARES Stabilization Grant, and this is a one-time payment of at least $12,000 for organizations or eligible providers, and a second grant, which is a Response and Recovery Grant, which is more of a competitive grant opportunity. The Community CARES Stabilization Grant can help offset lost revenue or increased costs as a result of COVID, whereas the second grant, the Community CARES Response and Recovery Grant, is a bit more targeted at helping with homelessness prevention, shelters, meal delivery for individuals, telehealth resources, PPE, other items that are specifically noted within the grant application. Both of these grants do have relatively tight windows, so make sure that you're aware of the application dates. The Community CARES Stabilization Grant is open as of yesterday, June 29th through July 6th, and the Response and Recovery Grant is open from July 1st through July 8th. So about a week to a week and a half on those grants, providers can apply for both. If you're not limited to only applying for one. And so we wanted to make sure to communicate the information regarding these grants out for providers to make sure that they were aware of the process. All of that information with links to the application pages can all be found on our website, as well as at the DHHS public website for the COVID response efforts for the department. A few other just general reminders and other updates from Nebraska Medicaid. We have finally formally received CMS approval of our second set of emergency spots that we submitted quite a while ago. And so we're working on making sure that all the provisions of those emergency spas are implemented. The other aspect that we wanted to make sure that we are communicating with providers and stakeholders is that we've received a lot of feedback from not only providers, but provider associations around interest in having discussions around what potential actions that state that our state has taken during the pandemic that might be sustainable into the future, such as changes to telehealth or other policies. And so what I would share is that as a division, we are currently taking a very thorough review, making a recommendation internally about what possible policies that have been implemented might be something that we could consider continuing beyond the discontinuation of the public health emergency. And while no decisions have been made, we are reviewing those things currently and looking at whether or not they make sense for Nebraska and what actions we would need to take from a federal authority perspective to do so if we were to go down that route. And that's really most of the content that I had prepared to share with our providers this morning. Just taking a look at our provider mailbox, and it doesn't look like we've had any questions come in as of yet. So we'll have a relatively short call today. Thank you all for joining, and if you do submit any questions, we'll follow up with you in email. Thank you.